From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you once again for another study in the Word of God. And this week we are focusing on Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, under the theme, How Shall They Hear? And as we read this passage of Scripture, we realize that the Apostle Paul is speaking concerning taking the gospel, as it were, to the Jewish people. That's what he deals with in Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11. But it is still applicable to everybody because, as we stated yesterday, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, this passage of Scripture that we have before us is quite familiar, probably to most of you who are listening today. If you are young in the Lord or have just started to attend a good, solid, Bible-believing church, maybe it's a new passage for you. But what it is teaching us is that we as Christians have the responsibility to get out the Word of God so that people can hear the Word of God and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. Let me, once again, if you don't mind, read for you Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17 to pick up the context, where the Word of God says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, a very familiar passage of Scripture to most of us who know the Lord. And yesterday, I mentioned that there are 5 points in this passage of Scripture as it relates to this concept, how shall they hear? Yesterday, we dealt with the first point, and that's in verse 13 that I am calling a clear statement. And it is a clear statement, where it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How we can rejoice in that. And of course, we dealt with that yesterday. Today, let's look at verses 14 and 15a under what I am calling a serious situation. A serious situation. Look at it again. If you have a copy of God's Word there, if you don't, just listen carefully. Romans 10, 14 and 15a. Listen to how serious this is. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Do you see how serious that is, beloved? A very serious situation. Let me repeat what the Apostle Paul wrote here under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. Listen to this carefully. Listen to this carefully. And it's talking about those who are lost. According to the original context of Romans 10, it has to do with Israel, the Jewish person. But it relates to the entire world. Notice again, how shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Do you see the seriousness of that situation, beloved? The serious situation presented in this verse or these words is clearly understood when we, as it were, reverse the order of the text and put it this way. Without a preacher being sent, people will not be able to hear the gospel, without which they cannot believe. Think of that. That is serious, and yet sometimes I think we overlook that. Many of us in our Christian life go days or weeks or months and maybe even years without talking to somebody about the Lord. Many local churches go throughout their ministry without having an active involvement in evangelism. And see, it's important for those of us who know the Lord, it's important for the local church to do everything possible to get out the Word of God. Again, listen to this. Without a preacher being sent, people will not be able to hear the gospel, without which they cannot believe. Now, keep in mind that when we're talking about a preacher here, we're not talking about a fellow who went to Bible college or Bible Institute and has some sort of a theological degree and has been ordained by a church to be the pastor. That's not limited to this word preacher. Certainly that would describe a preacher. But the word preacher here speaks of one who proclaims something. And what it is teaching us is that as believers, as Christians, we are the ambassadors for Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 teaches us that. Are you familiar with that passage of Scripture? Let me read it for you, if you don't mind. 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, a tremendous passage of Scripture this is. But notice what it says in verse 20. It says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." We, as born-again believers, are ambassadors for Christ. We are the preachers that Romans chapter 10 and verse 15 is talking about. The fact of the matter is, people cannot hear without a preacher. A preacher must be sent. Listen to the verse again. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? I know I've already mentioned this, but I want to reiterate it, restate it, review it, simply because it's important. Christians must be ready and willing to go and preach the gospel. Are you? Every Christian must be ready and willing to proclaim the truth of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Are you? Are you proclaiming the truth of the gospel to your family members, to your friends, to your associates, to those that you work with, to those that you go to school with? Are you involved in proclaiming the gospel? You see, people need the Lord. People need to hear that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, and that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. People need to hear that message. And whose responsibility, and might I say privilege, is it to send out that message? It's the privilege of those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's you. It is me. And so Christians must be ready and willing to go and preach the gospel. And along with that, churches must be ready and willing to send preachers to preach the gospel in the world around them. Every church should be involved in sending out missionaries and pastors and preachers and teachers and evangelists, whether it's on the full-time basis, as it were, or just encouraging them to get out and be soul winners. It's important for the church to lead in the concept of sending the preacher to the lost and dying of the world. Every pastor, I believe, and I've been a pastor for over 40 years, over 45 years, over 48 years, And I firmly believe that it's the responsibility of the pastor to challenge and to lead and to encourage his congregation to get out there and win the lost with the preaching of the gospel. Why? Well, because this passage says it. But you see, preaching the gospel is the only message that enables people to hear and need the salvation of Jesus Christ so that they can believe and be saved. The social gospel doesn't save anybody. Politics doesn't save anybody. Religion doesn't save anybody. But the gospel does. Because the gospel is the good news of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the message that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so I say to those of you who are individual Christians, you are an ambassador for Christ. You are here in this world to represent Christ. Are you sharing Christ? I say to pastors of churches, your church is to be ready and willing to send preachers into the world with the gospel. Are you doing that? It's very important that we do. Because, you see, the situation is serious. Without people hearing the gospel, they don't know that they are a sinner. They don't know that they need to be saved. They don't know that Jesus is the Savior. And so it's important that we get out the word of God. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we continue our study, we will look at what I am calling a beautiful person as we continue our study on how shall they hear. So I trust that you'll be by the radio there once again tomorrow. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Indeed, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.